That's a great song, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's perfect in all of his ways. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for this day. This is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice in it. And I got one more spiritual thing to say. As Rhonda and I were talking, and she said this, and I always try to bring a little joy to the beginning of the service, because we all have rough weeks. We have weeks that are a little turmoil once in a while. But she said, it's easier for me to bend down to talk to her than her to jump up. I go, that's true. That's true. So anyways, let's stand. If you can stand, if you know, there's nothing like honoring the Lord, standing and lifting your hands, lifting your voice, and going before the army to fight the battles, right? I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief.
That's right.
I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me.
praises roar up from the ashes. Hope will arise. Death is defeated. The King is alive.
I'm gonna sing, yeah. Now
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm.
Hey.
Louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar. Come up from the ashes. Hope will arise. Death is
our voices to you this morning, Lord, and raise a hallelujah. Song inside us, a Jesus of victory. We won't be silent, our hearts on fire. Oh, oh, oh.
That's all you need to sing. That's all you get.
You're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Oh, oh, oh. Wonderful. Glorious. Amazing. Sing any word. Incredible. Mighty fortress, you're everything we need, you're everything, oh, you're everything, yeah, you're everything, oh, you're everything, yeah, you're my source. You're my refuge. You're my secret place. You're a fortress. And we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We pour our hearts out to you this morning, Lord. We bring our stuff and lay it before you. We all have stuff. There's none like you, none like you.
With mercy and forgiveness. Good. again just like that in all my life.
Faithful because your lenses are wrong. I don't know how else to say it. You have the wrong lenses. And God is inviting you today to let Him change your lenses so that when you look back, you can see the faithfulness of God. And the reason that's important is because you have those lenses to look back, and then you turn and you keep those lenses for looking forward. If you can have confidence that God has always been faithful in the past, you can use that confidence to take you forward into an unknown future. So just invite Him. Say, God, I give You full permission to change my lenses. Get the right lenses when looking back. See, the enemy wants to take every negative experience in your life and make you look at it in a way that seems non-redemptive. But God redeems everything. Amen. And so just ask God for help to see it that way. Ask God to show you where He was in those darkest, deepest moments, because He was there. He was there. So God, just say, God, I need help seeing it because I can't see it on my own. And He'll help you see it. It's not like I need to convince you of it. You need to be convinced of it. And only God can do that through his Holy Spirit. But he does give you free will. And so that's why I say it's an invitation for you to say, God, change my lenses. I want to see it the way you see it. So, wow. What a beautiful moment. I am thankful for beautiful moments compounding on beautiful moments, you know, that shows us his love and his greatness.